Hare Krishna. Almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 11th Thursday. It's our last day of stay here in Paris. I thought I'd just make a brief comment. If you hear me sometimes talking slowly and almost punctuating my sentences like I'm about to do now, it's because of this dictaphone that I'm holding in my hand. For many years, for about 20 years, all my correspondence was done via dictaphone, and then someone like Kalavati usually would type it up. And a dictaphone means that you turn the hold button on and off, and I talk slowly, and then I say comma, period, new paragraph. So as soon as this dictaphone gets in my hand, I'm sort of conditioned to do the same again. And I talk slowly, and it takes me a lot of effort in order to check myself from saying commas, periods, new paragraph. So bear with me if it takes me a little while to sort of normalize and speak as I normally would. I didn't go out on Harinam today, as I still have quite a bad headache. In fact, it's been bad since I got here. I think it had to do something with the rainy weather, although today it's really beautiful and the devotees are really enthusiastic. We're going to have an evening program at the preaching center, and then leaving again early tomorrow, coming back on the 21st of June, which is a music festival in Paris. That means that anywhere in Paris, anyone can chant anywhere from morning all through the night, 24 hours. So I'm going to be inviting devotees from the UK or Europe or anyone who wants to fly in, parachute in, or hitchhike to come for that. Adhikarta Prabhu had said that he'd come, and if I can arrange accommodation, Govinda Maharaj said he'd also come, and then I'll be here for 2 weeks. Once again, provided that we can get suitable accommodation. It was a wonderful, exhilarating experience for devotees. They all felt that preaching in Paris is great. It's wonderful. So let me go on to a few questions. I still got a lot of questions in the question box, and after all, it's called Ask SRS. And here's one from Naika Devi Dasi in Germany, and she says, it's recommended to chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra before chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, as I know the devotees also chant Panchatattva Mantra in between each round of Hare Krishna Mantra. Is that a general or official standard of the GBC or instruction by Srila Prabhupada, or is it just common practice? Chaitanya Charitamrita Srila Prabhupada says that the Panchatattva Mahamantra should be chanted before chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra. I take that contextually to mean that Srila Prabhupada is referring to Kirtan, that before beginning Kirtan we should do that, because that's what he did. Devotees have also incorporated that into their japa, and there's certainly no harm, and it will only purify devotees, free them from offenses, so devotees can chant the Panchatattva Mantra before they chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra on their beads. But it's not an official standard, and it's not an instruction by Srila Prabhupada. It's a tradition or a practice, just like devotees also often chant the pranams of their spiritual masters after they finish a round. And I don't do it. I don't know or have not heard that Srila Prabhupada had given that type of instruction. But there's nothing wrong with it. It's certainly good to remember the spiritual master, offer obeisances to him before continuing to chant the holy name. So that was Naika's question. And I'll go on to the next one, which is from... It's from Bhakti Natasha, and she's writing from somewhere in the CIS. And she says, "Dear Maharaj, I was wondering, how's your little Radha Shyam? May you share some photos of them, please." "Well, they're always well. They don't have headaches, and they're always dancing in ecstasy. And just now, Shyam Sundar is looking towards Srimati Radharani very expectantly. And they're nicely dressed. They're getting nice offerings here in Paris. Radha Thakurani is here cooking, so we have great prasadam. And I'll try to get Chaitanya Chandra or someone else to put some photos of them up onto the conference." And that answers Natasha's question. And the next one's from Premaras in Cardiff. And he says, "How can we not become despondent when we encounter frustrations in our service?" Well, Premaras Prabhu doesn't particularly mention what the frustration is or what types of frustration. But first of all, we should recognize that while we're in this material world, there's always going to be obstacles and problems to executing devotional service. It is just inevitable. Krishna had so many demons to deal with. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had to take permission from guards to cross from one country into another. He had to pay toll, get assistance from boatmen to cross rivers, all of which were kingdoms governed by Muslims. So there's always problems. And Srila Prabhupada faced problems, and we're facing problems, and we'll continue to do so. But one should not be frustrated. One should just expect that this is the way of the material world, that there's always difficulty to everything that you do, including executing devotional service. And then in executing devotional service, we find that sometimes we're not as successful as we'd like to be. We don't always get the result that we want to get. We don't always become as advanced as we'd like to be. We don't always become as free from burdens within our heart as we'd like to be. But we should persevere, and that's the symptom of goodness. Passion means that someone doesn't get the result, then he gives up. And goodness means that even when the result isn't there, one continues out of duty, knowing that eventually, based on his strong faith, that the suitable result will be there. So don't be frustrated, don't become despondent, especially learn how to spell these words properly, but be spiritually strong so that you do not become discouraged, just like Krishna warned Arjuna not to become discouraged in his path, but rather he should just act out of a sense of duty, not be attached to success or failure, happiness or distress, and just act to please Krishna. And that mood mentality is what pure devotional service is, doing that which pleases the Lord. Okay, that was Premaras's question, and one more question from Haridas. This is Haridas from the UK, who now lives in New Brindavan, USA. And he says, "My question is in relation to japa. Why is japa more austere to perform than kirtan? Shouldn't devotees be able to relish chanting the holy names in equal proportion, whether it be kirtan or japa? If they're on the liberated platform, then yes, but even then, and especially while we're in the conditioned stage, kirtan is much easier. Why is it easier? Because kirtan is more potent than japa. In the shloka book, ISKCON shloka book, I think you'll find a quote from Nardiya Purana or Padma Purana that states that kirtan is 100 times more potent than japa, or chanting to yourself. Why? Because all of the senses are engaged, because one is doing it in the association of others, and because yagyai sankirtana prayer, because kirtan is the yuga dharma for this age. It is the means through which Krishna has appeared. Krishna has appeared through his name, but he has especially empowered the congregational chanting of his holy name. And therefore we see that devotees can relish that chanting sometimes much more, or at least it's easier for them to enter into the relish of the holy name through kirtan than it is through japa. He writes at the bottom, also, do you have any advice on how devotees can go deeper into their japa and get the most possible benefit from it? What can stimulate them to chant better? Well, in relationship to that question, probably the first thing that came to my mind was to reply that we shouldn't necessarily try to get something out of japa, but rather we should try to put things into it. We should put our love into it, our heart into it. We should be addressing the Lord, because Krishna is his holy name, Abhinatva Namanamino. And a pure devotee doesn't want to get anything out of Krishna, but rather he wants to serve Krishna. So we should try to serve the holy name and by chanting it purely, and by giving it a place to dance upon our tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani are present in that transcendental sound vibration. They're always engaged in blissfully dancing and chanting. If you chant purely and give them a place to chant within the courtyard of your heart, upon the stage of your tongue, within the Govardhan hill cave of your ears, then that becomes great service. So in that way we should try to serve the holy name, and by that service attitude, that will become the easiest access to the pure chanting of the Lord's names. And today I'll stop there and continue tomorrow on our way back to New Brajadam for Nishringa Chaturdasi festival. And I hope that I can see some of you devotees there, and we can chant and dance together. And for those of you who won't be able to be there, we'll try to put some of the kirtans on the podcast so that you can also participate in the extraordinary kirtans that always take place in the presence of Radha Shyam Sundar by their grace. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.